Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Sorry for the long hold. So I got in touch with the technician agency and we spoke about everything. First off, I must inform you, we are not able to get anyone else out there today because the technician agency that you're assigned to is the only one that handles your specific area you're staying. Now, I must inform you that whoever you spoke with on the 22nd about getting rescheduled for the 24th, they did get you rescheduled, but they didn't follow the proper causes. Because I'm telling the technician, I'm informing him that, hey, I see this customer scheduled for today, and they're even routed to you guys. So I'm just trying to understand, like, why they're not getting seen. So as we got to looking at the route, got to looking over the route and everything, we noticed that it is routed to them, but it wasn't routed to them for today. Whoever got you rescheduled, whoever you spoke with on the 22nd, they got you rescheduled for today, but they never took you off the route for the 22nd. So it may seem that you were scheduled for the 24th, but you're still on the technician agency's route for the 22nd, if you get what I'm saying. So that's why they were stating that they weren't aware of you being scheduled for today, because whoever scheduled you for the 22nd never took the initiative to make sure that you were scheduled for actually the 24th and taken out the remove from that route and placed on the one for today. So now I do see the next available date for your specific area is May 4th. But my name is Winford, by the way. I'm not sure if you know my name. But what I was going to do for you is I was going to send an email over to the technician agency and our regional home team and explain to them exactly what all went on and, you know, inform them what happened and see if we can get you for something sooner than the 4th of May. But at this moment, I do understand your frustration. I do understand all that you've been through. But at this very moment, that is what I'm able to handle. Since it's Saturday, we have no one in office. I am a supervisor here, but we have no one above me, meaning I'm the highest supervisor. Even if when I send this email over to our regional home office, they're not going to answer it more than likely till Monday early morning. And you'll probably hear from me around that afternoon, no later than 12 with an update, because I get to work Monday at 11 o'clock. So Monday, I can have you an update to whether we're able to get you for something sooner than the 4th. But I can't get anyone out there today because they're not even in that area.
Okay. Okay, and then if I end up searching somebody handyman to come and do it, and I cancel the service, I just go on my email, go to Best Buy, and cancel the service, and they'll refund me back my money. Correct?
Absolutely. If you're able to find you someone that, you know, is able to come out there and, you know, a handyman that can come to your home and do the installation for you, then by all means, you can give us a call and let us know that, hey, I want to cancel my services. Then that way we can cancel on our end first. You have to call XPO. Then that way, when we cancel it on our end, by the time you call Best Buy and let them know that you canceled it with XPO, you want to be refunded, they'll sit in their system. And that way they don't have to call us to have it canceled then. You know, we do it that way.
All right. Well, do your operation of what you said you were going to do. See if you can get somebody here sooner than the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it at the same time because I'm going to be at work. So that 7 in the morning to 1 is not going to work for me. So
what time frame would you need? Because I'm going to try my best to get this, you know, accommodated for you, because what you went through, because you were scheduled for today, but they didn't schedule it correctly. So that's a problem on our end that we need to fix. So I'm going to try my best to get you accommodated to where you needed accommodated by. So what is a good time frame for you?
I would have to say 4:30 is probably going to be. Matter of fact, what day is the 4th anyway?
The 4th falls on a, one second. It falls, my computer's moving so slow. May 4th is on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. Okay.
But see, I'm gonna try my best to see if I can get a schedule for this upcoming week instead of a whole week out. So okay. What is your availability? I'm gonna try to get it scheduled for the 26th through the 30th. So what is your availability for this upcoming week?
Anything after 4 o'clock.
All righty. So I'm just gonna ask for an evening time frame for you. And hopefully we're able to get that taken care of, because this is an issue that took place on our end. So I'll go ahead and get that sent over to our regional home office and see if the technician agency can agree to it and we can work out something. And as soon as I have an update for you, I'm going to give you a call. Even if I don't have an update, all right, you're here for me Monday.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Is there anything else I can handle for you?
No, that should be it.
All righty. So what I do is I just get this taken care of, and you're here for me Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling us here at XPO.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.